Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it's morning in Pine Ridge, and the town's oldest grocery and dry goods merchants, Lum Edwards and Abner Peabody, have just opened their Jot 'em Down store. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows concentrating on how to speed up business and to modernize their store. Listen.
Oh, we've just let our store business over here run down something wonderful, Abner.
Well, Lum, we can't make folks come in here and trade with us.
No, but I believe if we concentrate, we can study up some ways to make them want to come in here.
You do, huh?
Yeah, we can at least get our old customers back. While we've been sleeping, Dick Huddleston's took all our customers away from us.
Yeah, we can think up some way. Huh?
I say we've got to get our old customers back.
Yeah, but did you say Dick Huddleston's been getting them while we were sleeping?
Why, sure, while we're not tending to business.
Well, lied doggies, if he's going to stay open at night, we will, too.
Well, I don't mean he's...
Well, we keep the store open during the day, don't we?
Of course we will. I'm talking
well,
about...
Well, when are we going to sleep, Lum?
If you'll shut up a minute, I'll explain it to you.
I know what you mean. You want to keep the store open day and night. But I say we got to get some sleep sometime.
I don't mean for us to keep the store open of a night.
Well, we've got just as much right to do it as that Dick Huddleston.
Well, Dick ain't keeping his store open of a night.
Well, you said he was.
I never done no such a thing. I said while we've been sleeping, Dick Huddleston's been taking our business away from us.
Well, that's the only time I've been sleeping is of a night. Oh, well, once in a while I sit back here and sort of doze off for a few minutes. Just little old cat naps, but not long enough for him to get none of our customers. Of
course not. That ain't what I mean.
I don't care what he says, Lum. That's just about when he's doing it is of a night.
Abner, Dick Huddleston don't keep his store open of a night, so just forget about it.
Well, how's he getting all that business in?
Well, he don't have to keep his store open at night to get business.
What? Oh. Yeah, I see now. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Well, I'm glad you got it through that thick head of yours.
I don't know why. I never understood it to start with.
I don't neither.
He don't keep his store open, but he goes around taking orders of a night, huh? Aye, doggie, that's a good idea. Get a feller out of bed while he'll promise to buy anything just so as he can go back to sleep.
For goodness sake.
Doggies, I believe I'll call up a few of them tonight. Pick out some of them sleepy-headed ones like old Uncle Henry Launchford. I'll just go over about 12 o'clock tonight. Tell him if he don't give me an order for some groceries, I'm going to sit right there and pester him till daylight.
Abner, will you listen to me a minute?
Yeah, I'll listen.
Now, just don't say a word till I get done. When I said Dick Huddleston has been taking our customers while we're sleeping, I don't mean the kind of sleeping you're thinking about, in bed with your eyes shut.
Well, how are you going to sleep without shutting your eyes?
I said be quiet till I get done explaining this to you.
Go ahead.
Now, when I say sleep, I mean sitting around the store here and not going after new business. We've just all us took our customers for granted, it's order.
We have, huh?
Why, sure. A body's got to improve their salesmanship. Get a new slant on selling methods. Learn how to wait on folks.
Well, I know how to wait on them.
Oh, yeah. You can get the stuff down out of the shelves and hand it to them.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Let them get it?
No, but there's newer ways of doing it. I know that.
Well, I'd like to know what they're... Either let them get it or get it for them. The stuff ain't going to jump down out of the shelves, Lum. How would a can of tomatoes know when somebody wanted it?
Well, I seen a book advertised in a magazine the other day. It says it'll learn you all about how to sell stuff. Modern salesmanship.
Well.
And I told the mail carrier to stop in there at the bookstore at the county seat this morning and see if they had one.
Well, good. I'd just love to see what other ways they figured out to get that stuff down out of the shelves.
Well, that ain't all he is to selling stuff, Abner, just getting it down out of the shelves. This book will show us how to talk to customers and try to talk them into buying stuff and how to get new customers and junk like that. Well, here's the advertisement. I clipped it out of the magazine.
Oh.
Says, Mr. Salesman, are you satisfied with average results? Read our book of modern salesmanship and double your earnings. Be the man who builds the better mousetrap. learn the scientific way to...
Lom, what was that about mousetraps?
It says, be the man who builds the better mousetrap.
Well, there ain't no money in building your own mousetraps here in Pine Ridge, Lom. Might sell a few, but... Oh, might not everybody around here's got a cat.
Oh, well, they don't mean it that way. It's just an expression. I've heard it 1,000 times. Fact is, I think it's an old-eddard saying of mine. Build a better mousetrap and the world'll beat a path to your door. I've always said that.
Well, don't believe you'll make any money out of it.
That means if we can build a better mousetrap, we can get customers in the store here.
I don't believe you're going to get no customers that way.
What way?
By trapping them.
Trapping them?
Well, you might get a few. I believe now I can set one in that cracker barrel and catch old Grandpappy Spears. He's always reaching his arm down in there. But them mouse traps ain't going to hold him long. What we need's a big steel trap, a bear trap. Put it right there in the front door. Cover it up right good with leaves. That'll get them. Just tell them we won't turn them loose till they give us an order.
You think a feller'd give you an order after you deliberate caught him in a bear trap?
Oh, they'd promise anything to get out of there, long. Them things hurts. Might not take a foot off of them.
Well, of course they would.
But that's better than them little old pesky mouse traps. Why, they never would hold them, Lum. Just aggravate them. All they do, they'll drag them off.
They ain't talking about setting no traps for nobody.
Oh, I thought that up myself, huh?
You must have.
Well, good for me. Doggies. I'm improving on the book and ain't even read it. But now, Lum, I believe if we run a whole line of traps clean across the street, we'd do better. Get some of them folks that's going by, heading for Dick Huddleston's store.
Abner, we ain't gonna set no steel traps.
Well, now, there's another kind of trap that the Indians used to use. Might work. You take a rope and tie it to the top of a little tree, sort of sapling. And then you bend the tree down and put a loop in the other end of the rope. And then when they step through that loop, that sapling flips back up and leaves them hanging there by 1 foot head downwards.
That's the ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
I know it. I'd love to catch old Grandpa Masters in one of them. I bet you he'd scream like a panther.
Well, we ain't going to set no traps for nobody. Just forget about the traps and let me finish this advertisement.
Go ahead.
Let's see, where was I at here?
Huh?
Yeah. Literally thousands of salesmen who have read this book have doubled or tripled their earnings almost overnight.
Well, I do know. Just with them little mouse traps. It's just hard to believe.
Ernest DeWitt of Clinton, Iowa writes.
Who?
Ernest DeWitt.
Oh, must be old Frank DeWitt's boy.
After studying your book on selling and putting your plan into action, I increased my sales 72% in 2 days.
Old Frank had 3 girls and 1 boy, but I never recollected his name being Ernest. They always called him Pee-wee. Pee-wee DeWitt. He's a little bitty skinny young'un, taking pioneer lessons.
What are you talking about?
Pee-wee DeWitt. Don't you recollect when they lived here long?
Do you want to hear the rest of this letter or not?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Proud to hear little Pee-wee's doing so well. Proud to hear it.
Thanks to your wonderful book, I have now been promoted to sales manager of my district, which takes in almost all of the residential section of Clinton.
I bound you his mama's awful disappointed in him, old, after spending all that money to give him pioneer lessons for him to wind up selling mousetraps.
Abner, if you say mousetraps one more time, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head. Granny, you get something in your mind, run a feller stark raving mad crazy.
Well, you was the one that started it, reading about the mousetraps.
I told you not to say mousetraps no more.
Oh, well, can't I eat? All right.
Where was I at?
Right there.
My company has even made me a member of their Go-Getters Club and have given me a button to wear in my coat lapel.
Good for Pee-wee.
I owe this all to you. Sincerely yours, Ernest DeWitt, Clinton, Iowa.
Well, sir, I just can't hardly imagine that young'un growed up. He was an awful crybaby. I recollect he got up down there at the school closing exercises to play the pioneer and forgot his piece. Cried that kid bawled, laid down and kicked the floor, just throwed a transom right there.
That was our ring, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, that blame telephone's a nuisance. Ought to have the thing took out of here.
Well, go on, answer it.
Oh, for goodness sake. Hello, who is it and what do you want? Who? A what? Ain't got it. Get it down at Dick Huddleston's store.
That's a fine way to answer the phone.
Huh?
That's exactly what I've been talking about. Sending our customers down to Dick Huddleston's store. Who was it?
Mamie Phillips.
I bound you told her we was out of something just because you're too lazy to take it over there.
No, sir, we ain't got none.
What did she want?
Oh, she wanted nothing.
Nothing? What did she want?
What? Well, you won't be mad at me if I tell you, will you?
Of course I won't be mad. I want to know. What did she want?
Tell
me. Go on.
Mousetrap.